Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Dominion. Let them have dominion. Look at Revelation chapter 12 and verse 5. Revelation 12, verse 5. And she brought forth a man-child. Now this sounds a lot like Genesis 1:26, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up under God and to his throne. That, if you do deep study on that, it doesn't mean caught out in the heaven, gone forever in a rapture. It means they were caught out to the place of authority. They qualified to step into a dimension of authority because they were caught up into that heaven, not the third heaven, but the heaven where Lucifer, Satan, and his angels, the prince of the power of the air, where they govern. You know, in a war, we heard this through Apostle Mario from time to time, you know, being a former soldier, whoever has air superiority will win the war. And he has been the prince of the power of the air. So he's created a system. And he's held man in bondage. Thank God when Jesus came, he broke through the system. Amen. And he delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into his kingdom. And so here we are clashing with another kingdom. But whoever has air superiority will win the war. So God says, I'm out of my church, I'm going to birth a man-child. And I'm going to catch him up to have air superiority into that second heaven where Lucifer is. And once they get there, I'm going to release Michael and them to war with them and cast them out. And they're cast out of there. And who's there now? The man-child is back where he was supposed to be, having dominion over the fish of the sea, fowl of the air, over all the cattle, over everything in the earth. Amen. That's the way this thing, that's the way this drama unfolds. It starts with you understanding the base. You made a king. This is what God wants out of you. Stop half-stepping on your spiritual exercises. Anybody that's played on a team, you probably know guys that would hot dog. They go hard as long as the coach was there. Running laps. Coach going, oh man. I have to be honest, I was like that with cross country. One year in school, we played basketball. I play basketball. I don't run no cross country. No, you're gonna run cross country. Man, what you talking about? Running down hills, jumping through puddles. But once we got back in the woods, no coach. Y'all go ahead. Hey, did you get toward the finish line? You going? Huffing and puffing. You walk halfway. Listen, ain't no half-stepping. We got to train to reign. Amen. You got to train to be able to reign. So there's a catching up in the spirit realm to a place of authority. Now, Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Here's the challenge. This is my mission, my mandate to, like I believe the Apostle Paul said in Galatians, I travail in labor until Christ be formed in you, not just on our lips. Everybody knows the Christianese. You've been around church enough. You know when to say hallelujah. Right? Praise the Lord. Glory. We know all that, right? We know. And everybody got their own little niche, you know. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. But more than that, Christ has to be formed. It's got to be for real. You got to be able to stand some tests and not bat an eye. Amen. You got to be able to endure some stuff and overcome some stuff. Amen. That's part of our ascension to reigning. He will allow you to be tested and tried. So Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Let me pause there just for a moment, and then we'll go a little deeper. Remember Elijah? No, I'm sorry. Abraham was taking Isaac to Mount Moriah to be sacrificed. 3-day journey. When they saw the mountain afar off, he had servants with him that were ministering to their needs. But he said, you servants, stay here. Yes, sir. I and the lad, my son, will go yonder and worship and return again. What am I saying? The servants could only go so far. They weren't mandated. They didn't have access to go there. Just the son and the father. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? It takes more than just being a servant. We have to become sons. And as long as the heir is a child, he differs nothing from a servant. In other words, the servant is only going so far. It belongs to you, but you never access it because you only go as far as being a servant and not a son. You don't take on the maturity of a son. When a person becomes a son, now they go experience Mount Moriah. See, that means Jehovah Jireh is there, the God that provides. That's why some don't have the provision they need, because they only go far as being a servant. It's at Mount Moriah where he is revealed as Jehovah Jireh, our provision. Okay, so get that back up. He differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. All right, next verse. But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Under tutors and governors. I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will make this to make sense. He's under tutors and governors. You know, there are four dimensions there. There are principalities, dominions, powers, principalities, dominions, and thrones. Power, remember, is the base. But between power and throne, there are principalities and dominions. You could say these are the tutors and the governors. These are those. This is the opposition you face in your training between being at the base of power and arriving at the place of the throne. There are tutors and governors, principalities and dominions. There's certain stuff you got to beat. There's certain stuff you got to whip. Amen. It's like in the Olympics right now. They're pool play. Okay, now they're going into the elimination rounds. If they don't win, they out. Win or go back home. Well, it's like that in the spirit realm. You've received the base, which is power. You got power. You have the ability. You have everything you need to arrive at the throne. But there's things that stand between you and the throne. Sometimes it's you. You got to talk to your want to. Because sometimes you don't want to. Sometimes you're too lazy to. Hello, sometimes you're too comfortable to. Sometimes you don't want the drama to. Sometimes you don't want the responsibility to. Tell somebody, talk to your want to. Until you want to. Till the Holy Spirit starts. Think about the Holy Spirit. He won't drive you. He'll draw you. But you gotta want to. If you don't want to, he'll still, because you're made to be a king. He ain't gonna leave you alone, but he ain't gonna, all right. Let me go get the one over there so they can get jealous. The one they talked about, the one they said, hey, they ain't never child. The Lord had to do a number to save her. And then she sprout up. And she on her journey now. And you looking and she changing and transforming. Because you didn't want to. Tell somebody again, talk to your want to. Even if you don't have the energy, ask God, Lord, give me the energy to want to. It's all through the scripture. Joshua and Caleb, Caleb and Joshua. Caleb was, what was it, 100 and, no, he was 85. Moses was 120. He was 85, but still had the want to. They were possessed by another spirit, the Spirit of God. And at that ripe old age of 85, he still had the want to and had the wherewithal to do what he needed to do. Why? Because he had the want to. Oftentimes, you have not because you ask not. And sometimes when you ask amiss because you ask to consume it upon your lust. But if you ask from a pure heart, God says, I'll give you the desires of your heart when your heart is pure. I don't know where this came from, but tell somebody again, talk to your want to. You may not have even a feeling toward that, but you perceive that God wants you to do. Lord, I ain't got no mind for that. I don't want to. I'm too old for that. Just get rid of that testimony and start saying, okay, Lord, if that's you showing me this, get me ready for it. Don't be afraid to ask God to help you. He ain't going to throw you into the lion's den to get you ready. He knows how to get you ready. He ain't going to throw you under the bus. He's not going to send you into the hospital. Amen. That you're just disobedient. No, I'm just. You understand what I'm saying? God's not going to beat you up and break you all up. That's not how he works. He needs you to be in agreement with him. If there be first a willing mind.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthiness Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family-owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
My soul was a raging sea. Then you reached down to me, pulled me up from the waves, saved from the storm. I was